turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. I own a photo studio in southern Estonia. We do all kind of photos, families, weddings, celebrations, also product photos for companies, photos for passports, and so on. I've been considering exporting my services abroad, but I have no idea about how to do it. I do have 3 employees, and we plan also to have a young graduate from a Danish creative school who could help us with languages and the main research. So how should I start exporting, is the question.
Don't ask me this time.
It's a big question.
First time in the history of this show we are doing here.
You have no answer.
I thought, why they should export it? What are they going to export? Are they a photographing service or editing service? Or why should they do it if they put their transport prices there? Whoever travels,
exactly.
What is their benefits? So I don't suggest anything this time.
Jennifer, what do you think?
That's exactly my reaction, actually. When I heard it, I thought to myself, listen, you know, good on you for wanting to expand your business, and that sounds great, but, you know, what is your competitive advantage that makes you think that you should be exporting? Why would they use your services over a local service? What are you offering that really makes sense for you and that will justify the probably huge costs associated with exporting your services based on how this question was written up? So I think that's really important, that if you do find that competitive advantage, it's really narrowing your focus. It sounds like he's doing, like I say, he says all kinds of photos, families, weddings, celebrations, product photos.
Narrow.
Oh my God, you know, focus on one, be the expert in one. This, I feel like, is a bit of a jack of all trades situation,
yeah.
Potentially master of none. Be the master of one and then really represent yourself as that sort of master brand on that one thing. And then I think you'll probably have a better chance at being able to promote yourself internationally once you've shown what you can do on that front.
Very good. But my idea was, I'm maybe not so pessimistic. That's why I was thinking that southern Estonia, it doesn't sound bad because probably it's next to Latvia, our neighboring country. So it might be
northern
that...
Latvia.
Yeah, to northern
forest
Latvia.
Forest here, forest
yeah,
there.
Yeah, depends where they are. And it might be that from southern Estonia to Latvia, it might be just a couple of kilometers or maybe 40, 30 kilometers. And maybe it's worth of investigating what do they have, because the northern Latvia is not very kind of, let's say, there are probably not too many photographers. And it might be that as they are not reading Estonian or they are not in our media room, probably they just don't know that there is maybe, I do hope that they have a professional studio. I don't know what type of studio they have, or maybe it's kind of the professional studio around some, I don't know how many kilometers. And it might be that for the northern Latvian part, it might be nearer to come to their studio instead of going to Riga. There are probably several of them, or a next big city in Latvia. So it might be that if you take it just not looking too far, looking around you, maybe the first idea is just to understand. Maybe it's kind of easy way to attract customers to your studio, what you already have. I don't believe that the purple person who comes from Denmark could help you with Latvian market. Maybe some Latvian guy would be better from the kind of location point of view. But I would suggest first think this, because it might be that there are really opportunities for the passport photos. You need them, but it's too expensive to travel to Riga to do the photos. So there might be some kind of opportunities for that as well. So this could be the first suggestion. With the Danish or the person from Denmark, I think it's always good when you have someone having the international kind of understanding and maybe can help you, how to say, with the brand building, as you told. Find your own handwriting. Maybe you do some kind of special photos with, I don't know, special layers or whatever you can do with a photo that is more than a photo, becomes more like an art. And then you can maybe do something else and find really channels. Maybe you cannot export a service, you can export the beautiful photos that you create afterwards. Maybe find different the photo stock companies, mm-hmm. that you can just present your artwork and get some money if it's used. So there are probably ways that that could be.
One way is actually to build their studio on a truck and to travel around from village to village and try to sell their services.
Yeah? Like we have food buses and bank buses traveling around, so you can have a hairdresser and the photographer, maybe to combine them too, can go to hairdresser and have a beautiful picture taken on you. So.
But I think at the heart of what you said is it's exactly I think what we agree on is that there needs to be that sort of competitive advantage identified, because if there isn't one that they can find that really makes sense for them and their business model, then you know it's nice, the idea of expanding is always a nice idea, but you also don't want to dive headfirst into something that doesn't actually make sense from a financial perspective or return perspective.
Absolutely. And of course, with that case, the Northern Latvia is not the very rich part of the country, so it might be that they are willing to pay much less for your services. Yeah. But if there is no other chance, then maybe even it's better than nothing. Thank you a lot. Thank you a lot for being here. Thank you a lot for sharing the experience and the good ideas for our cases. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us the cases. You know that we really love to solve it and find different ways how you can grow with your business. Thank you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.